Welcome to Benjamin Franklin Plumbing Podcast, where if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Here's your host and owner of Benjamin Franklin Plumbing of Port St. Lucie, Matt Black.
Unlock the secret of water conservation with our interview featuring the owner of Benjamin Franklin Plumbing of Port St. Lucie. Join us for a quick dive into practical tips and expert advice on conserving water. Welcome back, everyone. Garfield Bowen, co-host slash producer of the show, back in the studio with Matt Black. Matt, how you doing today?
It's been a good day today. How about you?
It's a little cold, a little warm, a little cold. Can't make up his mind. My question for today is, how can I conserve water with water-saving toilets?
Well, it would depend on the current age of your existing toilet. I mean, back in the day, they used to be like a 5-gallon flush toilet. Then they went down to a 3.5-gallon flush toilet. Then they went down to 1.6-gallon flush. And now they're all the way down to 1.2-gallon flush. So they made the trap way bigger on a lot of these toilets so the water can leave the toilet quicker. And that way you don't lose the functionality of the toilet, but yet you can really cut down on the cost of water. And if you're on city water, you're paying for it to come in and you're paying for it to go back out. So then you can save some money by having, you know, a lower flush toilet.
Now, you know, we don't want to get too graphics. We're talking about the toilet bowl. You know, but you want to make sure everything goes down.
Yep. And there's different toilets. You know, they're not all equal. They have different flush capacities. They do what's called MAP rating. MAPP rating, and that's how they do, how they rate the toilets that flush. So you can get a toilet, you can go to Home Depot and get a toilet in a box that comes with everything, but it might only flush 250 or 300 grams of waste. And then you've got toilets that'll flush 600, 800, and then they max out at 1,000. So a lot of the toilets now with the new 3-inch flush valves will flush 1,000 grams of waste, which, takes care of just about anything.
Okay. Does the amount of water have anything to do with sometimes? I guess if there's any clogging problem in there that, people, I guess we can do an episode on toilet paper. So I'll leave that alone. We'll do an episode on toilet paper because it's a whole other subject. But this is some great stuff. So you're saying it's going to low flush volume. The mechanism, it has a way of having the water go faster. Yep. Is that what it does?
Yeah, so, and basically when you flush the toilet, the water swirls coming out of the jets of the toilet. But when it comes out of the tank into the bowl, it now has a bigger flush valve. So they're making a lot of the toilets with 3 inches when they used to be 2 inches. Okay. So you weren't getting as much water coming out of them, but more water was going out for a longer period of time.
So we got to take advantage of this technology and save on the water. And like you said, city water, you got to pay going in and coming out. Great stuff, Matt. Listen, you have a wonderful rest of the day. We'll see you in the next episode.
Sounds great. You have a good day.
Thanks for listening to Benjamin Franklin Plumbing Podcast with Matt Black. To learn more, go to BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 772-CALL-BEN. That's 772-225-5236.